Well, we're gathered here today for the common good, because most of us want an America who works for you, whether you live in a comfortable addition or make your bed in the hood. We're here today because nearly 230 years our nation has been trying to establish what they've defined as a more perfect union. But today our nation is still filled with discord, division, and confusion. We are here tonight because an evil man may have silenced Heather's voice, but we will use her memory to challenge people to make equality their primary choice. We are here tonight because our nation's union has yet to be perfected, so we must work to ensure that all Americans have their rights legally protected. So we've got to promote dialogue which ensures that our views, even when disagreed with, are respected. We are here because our nation's union has yet to be perfected, so we must work to create an America where no one's gender, ethnicity, or religion becomes grounds for them to be suspected or neglected. We're here tonight to take a moral stand, because this is all of our land. We may have come tonight from different places and have different color faces, but at the end of the day, we all have been the recipient of our God's graces. Yes. We are not here because we've been designated simply as keepers of a powerful hope, but a powerful dream. Dr. King may no longer be alive, but we're here to ensure that his dreams survive. His bones may be buried in that Atlanta grave, but his spirit is still recruiting people who are fearless, like Heather and Brave. Again, that sniper's bullet may have silenced Dr. King's voice, but his words are still empowering people to make the right choice. No, we may be rowing upstream, but we're here tonight because we've still got a dream. The hate-filled bigots may scream, but we're here tonight because we still have a dream. Too many politicians sound their xenophobic and extremist theme, but we still have a dream. And so tonight it may be dark, and it looks like we're on the losing team, but Heather would tell us that we've got to maintain our tenacity and refuse to give up on our dream. We may not know how long, but we must be determined to stay strong. We may not know how long is our clothes, but we must keep choosing right over wrong. We may not know how long, but Heather would want us to keep singing our freedom and equality song. Because Charles Tinley was right, harder yet may be the fight. Yeah. Right may often yield to might. Wickedness a while may reign. Sinning's cause may seem to gain. But there is a God that rules above with hand of power and heart of love. And if we are right, he will fight our battle. And we shall have peace someday. Thank you.